Constellation. Hello, and welcome to Soulful Wildflowers, a podcast where we explore topics and modalities to help raise your vibration, strengthen your internal guidance system, and your connection with self. I'm Carrie, a writer, emotional wellness coach, empath, and explorer of spirituality. My goal is to awaken the lightworker inside of you by discussing topics you may have previously thought out of reach. So welcome to Woo Woo 101, a down-to-earth approach to spirituality. As Dolly Parton once said, wildflowers don't care where they grow. So no matter where you are in your awakening, years in, or just starting to explore, you're exactly where you need to be. We're so grateful you're here and can't wait to grow with you. Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the Soulful Wildflowers podcast. I'm Carrie Fox, your host, and today I am solo, but we are going to talk about setting intentions for 2022. So somehow, 2021, say that 12 times fast, is wrapping up. And I have a kitty on my desk that is setting his intention to be on this podcast episode. But the year is wrapping up, and this is a great opportunity for us to set our intentions for the next year. And for me personally, I am very distracted by this cat right now. If you are live with me in the Soulful Wildflowers community Facebook group, this is Hunter, my little kitty, and he's intent right now on being live with me. So back to the episode, I wanted to talk today about setting intentions for 2022. And one thing that I enjoy doing, and I did this last year, and I believe I did a podcast episode on it, is, you know, picking a word to really encompass what you're anticipating or wanting to manifest for the coming year. And so for me, you know, I've gone through a lot of words that I'm trying to capture or articulate where I want my focus to be for this coming year. And I landed on the word joy. You know, I went through freedom, abundance, all these different words to try to capture what I was trying to focus my intention on for 2022 and where I wanted to expand and grow myself in 2022. Because, you know, I think that's part of the process, right? And we say this all the time. All we're trying to do is be better than we were yesterday, to grow into our full potential. And so the word joy kind of rung the loudest for me. And what's interesting about this word, when I take a step back and I look at it, is that it's not necessarily an action. You know, abundance, freedom, they tend to be like actionable words where there's this need to do something in order to achieve some sort of outcome. And this year, for me, joy is a feeling. And I find this really interesting that the word that I chose ended up being a feeling, because historically, as I'm sure if you've listened to the podcast, you've heard my story. As an empath, I'm definitely a feeler of the feels. And growing up, I suppressed that part of myself as much as humanly possible, to be honest. And it's something that today, even though I've been working through and acknowledging my sensitivity and embracing it, there are still layers that I'm uncovering where I'm recognizing that I'm not fully allowing myself in certain moments to feel. But joy is a feeling. Like when you're measuring whether or not you've achieved joy, this word that I'm using to describe my 2022, my goal for 2022, I have to feel into it. And it's not something that, you know, it's going to be a constant, right? But it's something that I have to ask myself, in this moment, am I feeling joy? This thing that I'm doing, this thing I'm trying to achieve, you know, recording this podcast, for example, in this moment, am I feeling joy? The answer for me is yes. Okay, we'll do that thing. Then, you know, record this podcast. And I think it's a really powerful way for us to refocus and be present, because that's another gift that comes from acknowledging our feelings, right? Where we're being present in the moment. And that's something that I want to achieve more of in 2022. Hey, Jane, welcome. Thanks for joining. So if you are not in the Soulful Wildflowers Community Facebook group, definitely join us here. You can chat in live and we can talk about the topics on the episode. You can let me know your thoughts or any topics that you want to hear in the future. We've got a little community built up where, you know, I go live so you can see my face and see my expressions. I'm part Italian, so you'll definitely see my hands all over the place as well. That happens when I talk. And so instead of just hearing my voice, you get multiple aspects of me. But, you know, I'm curious if you are live with me or if you're watching the replay, I'd love for you to chat in. If you know what your word is for 2022, I'd love to hear it. I'd love to hear where your focus is going to be next year. One thing that, you know, I wanted to share as well. So I want to share a story. Last weekend, I believe it was, I was, you know, hanging out with my girls. It was morning time on Sunday. We were just hanging out and we had an impromptu dance party. That is another thing that brings me joy. Those silly, playful moments with my girls, definitely bring me joy. And so we were just, you know, I put a little playlist on my phone and we were just dancing and singing, and this song came on, Avicii, Wake Me Up. And if you haven't heard that song, I definitely recommend that you listen to it. And it's something that I would say, I wouldn't necessarily say like I always have on my playlist. Like it's not, you know, it's not something terribly common, but when I was listening to it, the lyrics of the song were like vibrating in my body. And for me, that's like, hey, pay attention to this. So we talk a little bit about intuition on the podcast, and that's one of the ways that your intuition can speak to you is through song lyrics. And we've talked about, if you've listened to a prior episode where we talked about how your loved ones who may have passed, how they connect with you, this is another way that they can connect with you is through song lyrics. So we were listening to this song and I was like, I was really like feeling it vibrate in my body. And I recognized like, okay, I need to, like, I'm paying attention to these words. So the words, I'm going to read some of the lyrics here in the chorus of the song. It's wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. And that last part there was what really hit me. And it's interesting because, you know, I didn't even know I was lost, right? And I think a lot of people who are going through a spiritual awakening right now, that is like the epitome of the spiritual awakening, right? This idea, like, I didn't even know I was asleep. I didn't even know. So if you are somebody, I use analogies all the time and I'm going to go there. So we're going to use an analogy. If you're somebody who experiences chronic pain of any kind or discomfort, and then you finally talk to your doctor about it, they may give you a medication or, you know, maybe you change your diet or you're exercising, you're doing something to alleviate this pain. And then all of a sudden it's gone. And you're like, I didn't even know what life could feel like without pain. And it's kind of like this idea of you don't realize what you're missing because you've never had it. And then you have it and you're like, holy crap. you're in this whole, like this whole new world opens up for you and you start questioning things. Okay. Well, if this is possible, what else is possible? And it's this very like playful, childlike thought process, right? That curious, the curious inner child where you're questioning, well, how does this work? And if I take these bits apart and I put them, rearrange them, and what happens when I do this and what's the outcome? And it's that childlike wonder. I think that is really what I'm trying to encompass this year in 2022. So the reason I share this story about this song and really resonating is because not long after, again, last Sunday, I took my girls to their horseback riding lessons, and the instructor was still out in the field with her prior appointment. And so it was just the girls and I in the barn, and we're hanging out with the horses. And all of a sudden I recognize, I hear music. I'm like, oh, okay. So I turn and I'm like tuning in, and it's Avicii, Wake Me Up. And it's on this little rinky dinky boom box, like old school boom box that you plug into the wall, that's playing Avicii, Wake Me Up. I'm like, okay, I get it. Thanks for the sign. I get it. So it's really cool. Once you start tuning into the different ways that your spirit guides, your past loved ones, you know, your non-physical team are connecting with you. When you start picking up on those little breadcrumb trails, it's amazing where it leads you. And I think this is a perfect analogy for joy, right? It's how do I follow my breadcrumbs? You know, what breadcrumbs are being left for me to focus in on joy, to focus in on what makes me happy, what makes me alive and rejuvenated and playful? You know, how do I get back to that person? And I think this is what 2022 is really about. Because if you, for me personally, a lot of us, you know, obviously 2020 sucked. I think everybody can say 2020 sucked. That was really difficult. But at the same time, a lot of people were going through this spiritual awakening. You're recognizing that, one, we're spending a lot of time with ourselves. And when we do that, you're kind of forced to focus, and look at your own reflection, look at your own habits, your own thoughts, you know, really spend some time with yourself. And that can be really scary for a lot of people to actually sit there with your shadows, with your demons, and recognize that maybe you're not happy with where you are. Maybe you're not happy with who you are currently. And you recognize that you want to catapult yourself into this other version. You know that there's another version of yourself that you can get to, but you're not sure how to get there. And I think that was a lot of 2020 coming into 2021. I think 2021 was a lot of discovery. It was like, okay, 2020, we were just trying to stay afloat. Like, we were just trying to go with it, trying to keep our head above water. You know, you're treading water. Again, if you are not in the Soulful Wildflowers Facebook community, you are missing all these crazy hand gestures that I'm doing. You're missing me paddling water. So just saying, feel free to join and watch me be a little crazy. You know, so we're paddling above water, and it's like 2021, we got to the other side. Like, we crossed the river, we're on the other side, we're on the shore, and we have no idea what we're doing. It's like, everything is new here on this other side. And, you know, how do we navigate through this? Like, we're on a completely different plane, and how are we going to navigate? And I think for me personally, again, it's using joy as your compass. It's using joy to help navigate you through each moment, being present in the moment, and then acknowledging, does this really make me feel good? This, whatever I'm doing, maybe it's like drinking soda, and you're like, does my body actually feel good after I do this thing? No, it doesn't. Okay, don't do it anymore. Making a conscious decision not to do it anymore. So I think that's, I love analogies. I don't know. I'm an analogy junkie, I think. So if you have an analogy for what 2021 felt like for you, I would love to hear it. So feel free to reach out in the comments, or, you know, join us on Facebook. I see I got folks joining me here, but I can't see your comments on the computer. So I'm going to I'm going to pull it up on my phone here. All right. So anywho, my word for 2022 is joy. And I will also share, so I was just joining the amazing ladies of Inner Bloom podcast. So if you don't listen to them, you definitely should. They are fantastic ladies. And we were practicing, well, they were teaching me and I was being a guinea pig to practice my intuition and tuning into my intuition on a live episode. And it was a lot of fun. And it really resonated or drove home the fact that, you know, fun, joy, happiness, that is my compass for 2022. And of course, so if you're not familiar with, you know, connecting with your intuition, one of the things that you want to do before you connect and you're doing readings is raise your vibration. And so listening to music that uplifts you and makes you happy, that's one of the ways that you can raise your vibration. I have my amethyst here that I was holding. But so I was listening to, I turned my music on and was listening to my playlist. I went through a couple of songs. This was just a few minutes before we were going live. And sure enough, literally, it was like 1 minute before I was getting ready to join the podcast with the ladies. And Avicii, Wake Me Up, played on my phone. So again, the breadcrumb trails and learning to tune into when you're receiving those messages and acknowledging them, you know, like, okay, I get it. Yes, this is where our goal is, you know, play, fun, being joyful. You know, that's the purpose. So I thought it would be a lot of fun. If you're listening to this live, I thought it would be a lot of fun if I did some live readings on the podcast. So if that's something that you might be interested in, and I'll share what a reading is. So generally for me personally, when I give a reading, it's not necessarily to connect you with past loved ones, although they may pop in. It's not always the intention that is set. So the readings that I give are generally more, you know, is if there's a certain path you're trying to take, maybe, you know, a new job or a new career that you want to travel down, relationships, you know, is this XYZ right for me? You know, what should I focus on in 2022? Things like of that nature. If that's something, and Laura, do I qualify? Yes, absolutely, darling. I would be more than happy to offer you a reading. So I'd be more than happy to connect. And I thought it would be really cool. Maybe we could do like two different people. So reach out to me on Facebook or Instagram, however you want to connect on the website, soulfulwildflowers.com, if that's something that you're interested in, and we'll do a quick like 10-minute reading. I personally like to use oracle cards when I receive information. It's usually through imagery. And if you're familiar with the clairs, that's clairvoyance. And then also, I'm blanking. So, okay, apparently just we're going with clairvoyance right now. So I thought that would be a lot of fun. You know, I'm not going to do it today, but I think maybe the next episode. So, you know, if you guys want to come on Zoom, you can come on camera with me. If you want to be camera shy and you just want to do it through the Facebook group, we can do it that way as well. But again, my goal for 2022 is to have more fun, more joy, more play. And I think that would be an awesome way to incorporate some of that into my podcast, because my podcast is something that brings me joy. It's definitely something I want to focus on more in 2022 to help it grow, help reach new listeners. So that would actually be an amazing gift to me. We just had Christmas here on the East Coast in the US. If you celebrate Christmas, if you would like to offer me a gift and you want to share my podcast with your friends and family who you may think be interested, that's definitely something I would greatly appreciate. If you wouldn't mind leaving a review, if you are enjoying this podcast and the content and you want to leave a review on iTunes, that would be awesome. I believe with Spotify now, you can also, I don't think you can leave a review, but you can leave like a rating. So that would be really cool if you wanted to do that. I would be ever so grateful. And then, yeah, just thinking out loud some of my intentions for 2022, you know, growing this podcast and also altering the content a little bit. So one thing I personally love to do is teach. And I don't, again, focusing on joy and what makes me happy. I love to teach. I love to break things down. And I think that's why I'm so passionate about using analogies, is because it's a way for me to help bridge the gap between, okay, here's this word I'm describing. Here's this new term, this new idea that you may not have been introduced to before. And how do I bridge the gap so it's something that's more familiar to you and easily consumable for you to digest and understand so that you can use it in your own life. And so teaching is something that brings me great joy, and all things spiritual and woo-woo and metaphysical also bring me joy. So giving live readings in a couple of podcasts upcoming, I think that would be really cool. Maybe teaching a little bit on intuition, the different clairs, you know, how can you tell if you're intuitive? And I will tell you, if you are here on this earth in human form, you too are intuitive, and you may not realize it. You may brush it off as your imagination. You may brush it off as something that's only for like special people. I can tell you, I'm just a mom with three kids and lots of jobs, and I live on a farm and a busy life and all the things, but I think we all have the ability to connect to our intuition and to use it in everyday life. You know, I think we tend to associate intuition with like seeing dead people in our living room, or, you know, having to give readings as, you know, the only way you can be an intuitive is by giving readings. And that's not the case. You know, if you think about mothers in particular, you know, when your baby is crying, when you have a newborn, you have an infant, your baby is crying, like they're not using words. They can't tell you their diaper's soiled. They can't tell you they're hungry. They can't tell you they're tired. You're using your intuition, your non-physical way of communicating with your child in order to connect with them, to give them what they need. So I truly think that every single one of us, and you don't have to be a mother to have intuition. You don't have to be female or resonate as female in order to have intuition. Males, there are plenty of gentlemen, and all people have intuition. So intuition has no bias. If you even have an inkling of a thought that you have an intuitive bone in your body, I assure you that you do. So again, that's something that I think would be a lot of fun to focus on in 2022 is, you know, not just sharing with more interviews and interviewing more people about, you know, different modalities, non-physical aspects of healing and connecting with your intuition, but me teaching and sharing what I've learned on my journey so far. So I think that would be a lot of fun. So I, again, just to recap, this is going to be a kind of a short episode, but I wanted to share for 2022, my focus is on joy. And again, the interesting piece about this is that joy is a feeling. It's, you know, an emotion that comes up that I have to allow myself to tune in enough to my emotions to recognize whether or not I'm feeling joy in any given moment. And that's something that can be difficult when you're in more difficult situations. What's the word I'm looking for? When your kids are going crazy and they're, you know, you're being bombarded with all different sensations and words and sounds and things. It's hard to like tune in. What am I feeling right now? Like, it's hard to ask yourself to stop and ask yourself in a moment what you're feeling. But I think the more you practice that, the more readily and my cat's trying to end my podcast here, the more readily you are to be able to tap in. It's just like with anything else. You want to be a great basketball player, you have to practice, right? So I think giving ourselves permission to practice tuning into our emotions and asking ourselves throughout the day, what am I feeling? And this is something that I've started practicing with my children as well, which has been really interesting because they have not been, they really haven't been into this is what I'm trying to say. It's not something I noticed that, it's something that they've been teaching in school. So I think the idea is there, but like the actual practice of it, like being able to articulate and verbalize what they're feeling in any given moment, it takes practice. So I recognize, and I'm feeling very strongly that that's something that all of us should do to help us be more present for 2022, to help us be, you know, not living so much in the future and worrying about what's next and what's going to happen. What do I need? How do I get there? Not, you know, focus on the past and worrying about what you did wrong or what you thought you did wrong. But really being present in this moment and, you know, with your loved ones, whoever you're with at the time, being present with yourself, and really navigating the year with that compass, with using your emotional compass and recognizing if what you're doing in the moment, you know, if it's listening to this podcast right now in this moment, bringing you joy. I hope so. I hope it is. And I hope you continue to listen. It brings me joy to be on the podcast, to share with you guys, to hopefully inspire you to step closer towards yourself and connecting with yourself more, because I think that's part of our purpose here on this earth is to really connect with ourselves, to experience life. We get caught up in all the to-dos and all the should-haves that sometimes we forget to be present and we forget our purpose of just being here on this earth and experiencing different things. So I hope that that resonates with you. Again, if you are interested in participating in a live reading, during my next podcast episode, reach out to me. You can again, reach out on Facebook, on Instagram, if you're in the Soulful Wildflowers community. If you're not in the Soulful Wildflowers community, you should join us because again, that's where I go live with my podcast episodes. So you can see me in the flesh and my cats who like to make cameos. But yeah, I hope you all have an amazing new year. Thank you so much for joining me in 2021. I hope to see you next year. And until then, I will see you soon. Take care.